Welcome to Journal Club for January 24th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Now that HTTP 3 is an IETF standard, we all need to get very used to the term QUIC, Q-U-I-C. Personally, I just wish it was a better acronym. It seems to go out of its way to be confusing, doesn't it? The Q in QUIC stands for quick. Yes, you heard that right. The U stands for an entirely different acronym, UDP, which itself stands for User Datagram Protocol. The I and the C stand for internet connections. Not exactly useful information. You put that all together, and you get QUIC User Datagram Protocol Internet Connections, a mouthful of what sounds like gibberish. But despite its terrible name, QUIC is actually pretty amazing. It's the core technology underpinning HTTP 3, and it solves a number of performance and security problems that have been plaguing the web for years. So, why am I talking about it? Well, it's because of this paper. The authors decided that they needed to put QUIC to the test. A hard test, a real-life stress test of its capabilities under fire. They wanted to see how QUIC would behave when it was trying to operate under different types of cyber attacks, namely denial-of-service attacks, man-in-the-middle attacks, and traffic analysis attacks. They compared the results to TCP/TLS operating under the same conditions to see if QUIC was truly an advancement or if its benefits were overhyped. Let's start by going over what QUIC is and how it works. Then we'll turn to the stress test that these authors created and the attack mechanisms they used. The early web was built on top of a number of protocols like HTTP, FTP, and SMTP that were themselves built on top of TCP. But as the internet has evolved, latency has become a more and more important issue. As it turns out, this is not one of TCP's strengths. Each new TCP connection requires a multi-step handshake, a SYN, a SYN-ACK, and an ACK. When you have a server and a client, for example, each one of those steps requires data to flow from one all the way to the other. This is made worse by the congestion control mechanisms that are built into TCP. They were designed for a time when network conditions were simpler and much more predictable. They rely on techniques like slow start and packet loss detection that struggle with high bandwidth and bursty connections. These mechanisms lead to underutilization of available bandwidth and slow recovery from congestion. Lastly, the web now relies on encrypted communications far more than before. And with TCP, the encryption isn't provided natively. It's provided by TLS. And TLS has an entirely separate set of handshakes. So there's even more round trips from the server to the client and even higher latency. Put this all together, and you have a protocol that's standing in the way of the products and features you might want to build. A wet blanket on the vision that you have for the future of the web. This was the situation at Google in the 2010s. They were frustrated with HTTP, frustrated with TCP, and they yearned for something better. They wanted data to move faster, with less overhead, and with lower latency. Their invention was called QUIC. At first, it was experimental and only deployed internally. In 2013, they began quietly rolling out QUIC support in Chrome, and a few years later, a standardization effort took hold. By 2021, it was formally published as a standard, and in 2022, HTTP 3 released with QUIC as the backbone. So, how does it work, and how is it different from TCP? While TCP is a connection-oriented protocol, QUIC is a UDP-based protocol that combines transport and application layer functions for faster performance. It works by multiplexing multiple streams over a single connection and reducing handshake overhead. It supports connection migration, enables zero RTT handshakes, provides built-in congestion control, multiplexes streams without the head-of-line blocking, and minimizes latency. In other words, QUIC establishes connections quickly, handles multiple streams efficiently, and adapts to changing network conditions without requiring multiple round trips for handshakes. So yeah, it's really fast. But it also takes a novel approach to security. While QUIC is a transport layer protocol, it includes features that are traditionally found in both transport and security layers. So essentially, it's doing the work of something like TCP plus TLS, but it's doing it all by itself. And much of what makes QUIC so efficient doesn't actually come from QUIC at all. It comes from UDP, the layer it's built on top of. It's UDP that actually provides the flexibility and minimal overhead. Quick just exploits that to achieve its performance goals. So then, what's UDP? User Datagram Protocol is a connectionless, lightweight transport protocol. It sends datagrams, a special type of packet, without establishing a persistent connection. And unlike TCP, UDP does not guarantee delivery, ordering, or error correction. This makes it ideal for applications that prioritize speed over reliability. UDP also lacks any built-in congestion control or retransmission mechanisms, so anyone using it or building another protocol on top of it has to implement their own reliability and security measures, if needs be. It's this minimalism and flexibility that made UDP the right choice to use as the foundation for QUIC. So to recap, QUIC is fundamentally different from TCP TLS in a number of ways. Fewer handshakes, fewer round trips, reduced latency, less head-of-line blocking, less packet loss, true multiplexing, seamless connection migration, and more. So you might expect that when QUIC is ran side-by-side against TCP and TLS, it would handily beat the older protocols in virtually every way. But, spoiler alert, these authors just show that this is not always the case. To construct a fair comparison, the authors designed a testbed that mirrored typical client-server interactions using both QUIC and TCP TLS. They set up an Nginx server and configured it to handle both protocols. The client-side scripts were written to initiate and terminate connections at controlled rates. This was supposed to simulate realistic web traffic. Then, a dedicated attacker node was introduced to inject malicious traffic in three ways: denial of service, man in the middle, and traffic analysis attacks. The denial of service attacks were simulated with connection flooding and slow loris techniques. This strategy overwhelms server resources with excessive or prolonged requests to measure the protocol's resilience under high load. The man in the middle attacks were implemented in two forms: immediate client echoes, where attacker-controlled devices reflected client packets to create confusion, and random server replays, which injected previously transmitted packets to disrupt the expected connection flow. Traffic analysis attacks used deep learning models that were trained to fingerprint network traffic patterns. This was effectively testing each protocol's ability to obscure identifiable usage characteristics. The results were surprisingly mixed. The shootout revealed distinct strengths and weaknesses for each protocol. In the case of denial of service attacks, QUIC significantly outperformed TCP. It had shorter delays and lower packet loss rates while using fewer CPU and memory resources. But under man-in-the-middle attacks, it was the opposite. TCP demonstrated superior resilience by maintaining lower delays and more stable connections. Why? Because TCP's built-in statefulness and sequential validation mechanisms provided stronger protection against packet manipulation. Meanwhile, QUIC's rapid handshakes and encryption processes introduced vulnerabilities that increased connection failure rates. And the results from traffic analysis were all over the place. TCP offered stronger overall security, but QUIC's encrypted and multiplex packet streams made it more challenging for machine learning models to identify the traffic patterns. So, who's the winner here? I guess sometimes it's just not that simple. As much as I'd love to say that A or B was proven to be the better choice under all attack scenarios, that's just not what the data shows. Does this mean that you should avoid upgrading to QUIC or HTTP/3? No, not at all. It just means that, as with everything else, QUIC has trade-offs, and you need to build your applications being as aware of those trade-offs as you can possibly be. That being said, as cyber threats continue to evolve, it's likely that future research will focus on hybrid solutions that combine the agility of QUIC with the hardened security of TCP/TLS. Until then, I'd recommend downloading the paper and diving into the details of how and why QUIC underperformed under stress so that you can be as prepared as possible. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.